Welcome to Twi Talk with Jeroz and
Ari.
Ari's got a super high voice on today because she's got a beautiful high voice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, I might use mine too.
Yes, I think that we should.
Okay.
Although I don't know how easy that would be to listen to for like 5-10 minutes. Mm. Probably not so much. All right. Back to my real voice. Okay. All right. Okay. Today we thought we'd talk about favorite quotes that were missing from the movie. Quotes that they thought should be in the movie, and maybe only like two of those would have made it on our list. So we thought we'd do our own list, and we just came up with a bunch that we liked. So our first one, still eating, sorry. All right, but this is your quote. The first one is Edward.
Hang on. Those go together, sort of.
Oh, okay. Okay, here it goes. If it hurts you, this is Edward Cullen. If it hurts you so much, how can it possibly be the right thing for you? And then Bella replies, Edward, I know who I can't live without. Oh, that's it. Good. Man, they should have had us in that movie.
I know.
We would have really brought that to life.
You would have been an awesome Edward.
I know, I thought so, yeah. Because I'm pretty hairy, like Edward. So, oh, sorry.
Like on your head?
Oh, yeah, on my head. I've got lots of hair on my head. Anyway, okay, so why was that one of your favourite quotes, Jeroz?
Because to me, that was when she had the big crying session after leaving Jake, and she broke up with Jake, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I always, like, it broke my heart that she cried to Edward, and, like, Edward was the one that comforted her.
Yeah.
And to me, like, in the movie, they didn't portray that at all.
No, they didn't. She didn't hardly look broken up at all.
No.
When she said goodbye to Jake. I mean, she said, I'm really upset. She did say, yeah, I'm really upset. This is really killing me. This is killing me, Jake. But, you know, you didn't
but
get
even
that
if
feeling.
She had said something along those lines, like Edward did never say, you know, he's how he said to her in the book, you know, like that. If it hurts you so much, how can it possibly be the right thing for you? Because that, to him, to me, showed that
he loves her so much that he didn't want her to be hurting like that.
Yeah, and to show how much she was hurting through his eyes.
Yeah,
he was thinking, okay, but, you know, and she was basically saying, well, you didn't see what I was like when you were gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Okay, that would have been really good. That would have just finished it off perfectly. Okay, next one. This was one of mine. Okay, it says, he's like a, this is Jacob. He says, he's like a drug for you, Bella. I see that you can't live without him. Oh, where the heck am I? Oh, hang on. It goes with the next one, the one before. Okay, it goes, I'm exactly right for you, Bella. It would have been effortless for us. Comfortable, easy as breathing. I was the natural path your life would have taken if the world was the way it was supposed to be, if there were no monsters and no magic. And then he goes on, he's like a drug for you, Bella. I see that you can't live without him now. It's too late. But I would have been healthier for you, not a drug. I would have been the air, the sun. I love that part. Actually, that part in
the book. Husky
Jake
voice.
Thanks. I was really going for that. That part in the book is actually where I always start bawling my eyes out.
No.
I really do. I just always bawl my eyes out at that point. Because he's right, you know, and it kind of perfectly captures what each of them means to him, you know. She cannot do without Bella, but Jake would have been healthier for her, you know, and he knows that, and she knows that, and that part really captures for me the fact that they both know what they have and what they're not going to be able to have.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, that's me.
Yep.
Next one.
Well, that doesn't go directly after this one, but I'll read this one first.
Okay.
That, and he says to Jake, but if you ever bring her back damaged again, and I don't care whose fault it is, I don't care if she merely trips, or if a meteor falls out of the sky and hits her in the head. If you return her to me in less than perfect condition than I left her in, you'll be running with three legs. Do you understand that, mongrel?
I really liked how you sort of, like, that would be perfect for the cartoon Twilight, I think.
Yeah, but, like, big dopey Edward.
So if you're listening to this, Stephanie, you know, and you're planning a cartoon, you've got your voice
right here.
You've
got your voice!
Okay.
And then when he says, then he goes on to say, I'll be fighting for her too. This is the real voice. You should know that. I'm not taking anything for granted. And I'll be fighting twice as hard as you will.
Yeah, go Edward! Woo!
That was my voice.
Beautiful. Yeah, I loved it. He was totally the man when he says that, you know.
Man.
He's just
like,
putting it out there.
Because, you know, it's like, you know, don't think that, you know, you little... What's another word that's not... You know, you little monkey.
Yeah, you little monkey. Exactly.
You little punk.
Don't
look,
think you're
like
punk.
A little boy.
Yeah.
I'm like 100-something years old, okay?
I'm actually the man. I've already got her.
She's already mine.
But
don't
I'm not
think
taking
just
her for granted.
Just because I've got her, don't think I'll be taking her for granted.
I'm
still
totally
fighting
for her.
And I'm going to kick your butt.
Yeah, go Edward. That's
can we
cool.
love you, Team Jacob, please?
Yeah, I do, I do.
Yeah.
Okay, back to this, one of my favourite quotes. And I just think this was one of the funniest things. This was one of the coolest images. This is Edward tells Jacob. When they're in the tent scene, or almost to the tent scene, I don't see you making yourself useful. Why don't you go fetch a space heater or something? You know, actually, that wasn't a very good voice.
That's
if
not.
You're, do you ever do a... Yeah, okay. The other one is, and then Jacob says... What?
He says,
go fetch a... Oh, he tells Edward, go fetch a space heater. I'm not a Saint Bernard. Yeah, I like that. And I just think...
I can't believe that didn't make it.
I know,
I thought
because
that would at least make it
It's
in.
A space heater, and it's funny.
It's funny.
And then I was going to have a space heater on my t-shirt.
You should still do that.
I think I will, yeah. All right. And then the other one is just because it perfectly captures what Bella's trying to do.
And they did, she sort of did try to do it in the movie. She said, you know, I'll read it first and then
think
about it.
Okay, it says, I believe that. But I don't want you to know... Oh, come on. I can't even read today. Let's do sentence eight. I believe that.
But I want you to know something.
When it comes to all this enemies nonsense, I'm out.
I'm going to do I'm out.
Go.
I am a neutral country.
I am Switzerland.
I refuse to be affected by territorial disputes between mythical creatures.
Jacob is family.
You are, well, not exactly the love of my life, because I expect to love you for much longer than that.
The love of my existence.
I don't care who's a werewolf and who's a vampire.
If Angela turns out to be a witch, she can join the party too.
Okay. That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
I cried a bit.
That's a tearjerker, that part. But the reason being, I mean, it does, it's funny.
She didn't put enough of it and she just said, okay, from now on I'm Switzerland.
I'm Switzerland, yeah, but the
rest
of it.
That's all she said. She
doesn't
say
cool.
that. That other part's funny. Like, I like
yeah.
how she says that. If Angela turns out to be a witch,
she
can join
the
party
too.
Yeah,
I like that part too. So we just thought that would be in because it's kind of really Bella's character.
Yeah.
And it's sort of just. It does
they,
capture too, like...
They put so much of bad Bella in and didn't put enough of...
Good, funny Bella.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what was missing.
They
likeable Bella.
They portrayed her being the
player, yeah.
But they didn't put enough liking.
A likeable Bella in
liking,
there.
Liking.
Yeah, except for when she was with Charlie. That was actually pretty cool. That's,
that was funny.
That was good Bella.
They did that.
Yeah.
That's probably one scene that I thought they did...
Perfectly.
Perfectly.
Yeah,
Because, like, you know, you never expect that the book is going to be, or the movie is going to be better than the book.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
that never happens.
But that scene was really brought to life.
That was awesome.
Yeah, yeah,
they did a good job.
Yeah.
It was funny.
But anyway, so those are some of our favourite quotes that didn't make it in. And I just want, we want you guys to think about what are some of your favourite quotes that didn't come in.
And make sure you write on our wall, because no one seems to be doing that.
Yeah, I'll write on our wall.
I know we must just have so listeners. I mean, at least one. Us.
Us, yeah. Why don't we write on our wall? Then we won't be so looked out. Okay. All right. We're out, though. And tune in next time for more exciting talk about Twilight from Ari and Jerome.
Woo!
Okay. Go on.
How many
Yeah.